you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Demands are growing for Delta to release information about flights they provided to ICE during Operation Metro Search. The youngest member of the state legislature has been arrested for suspected DWI, and the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning. But first, Vice President J.D. Vance chairing the first meeting of a new anti-fraud task force prompted by fraud within some Minnesota social services programs.
What we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money.
Vance says for decades, the federal government has not taken the issue of fraud seriously, and it needs to be tracked with what he calls a whole government approach. President Trump has made a crackdown on fraud a priority, as voters have said they're concerned about affordability ahead of November's midterm elections. Demands are growing for Delta to release information about flights they've provided to ICE during Operation Metro Surge that have included detainees. Reporting showing 5-year-old Liam Ramos and his father were flown to a Texas detention center via a commercial Delta flight. Nick Benson is with 50501.
How many children were ripped away from our community and sent to Delta, sent to ICE detention centers on Delta flights? And more than anything, we need Delta to speak up and use its power to advocate for Minnesotans and not help ICE rip our communities apart.
According to the Associated Press, Delta says most government travel is booked through third-party agencies with no advance notice about who is flying or why. Local activists are demanding Target to denounce ICE operations as 4 Minneapolis protesters face charges. This comes after a sit-in demonstration at the Dinkytown Target in February that saw the arrest of 4 people. They have now been arraigned on trespassing charges, and local organizers are calling for the case to be dropped. Lawyer Jessica West is representing them in court.
Protests can be inconvenient, but throughout our history, people have used disruption to bring attention to public issues where other avenues have failed.
Organizers with Unidos Minnesota say they will continue to seek formal commitments from Target to prohibit its stores from being used as staging grounds for ICE and for support from the community for those facing charges related to these demonstrations. The National Weather Service issuing a red flag warning for fire danger across most of Minnesota tomorrow. Meteorologist Brennan Detman says we're hitting the time of year when warmer temps, high winds, and dried out vegetation all come into play.
And that combined with lower relative humidities, you know, close to about 15 to 25% relative humidity, very dry conditions will allow for, should any fires form, for that to spread quickly.
Detman says areas of the state experiencing drought conditions are most at risk. The red flag warning takes effect at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. An estimated 100,000 people are expected to attend the No Kings rally in St. Paul on Saturday. This will cause several road closures throughout the city. Drew Kerr says with so much foot traffic, Metro Transit may be your best option.
Transit for events like this is really a great option because we can move a lot of people in and out of places pretty efficiently and pretty effectively. We've done that many times over our history and ready to do so again on Saturday.
He says to check the City of St. Paul's website for further updates of road closures or detours or the Metro Transit website. The youngest member of the state legislature has been arrested for suspected DWI in White Bear Lake. 27-year-old Minnesota State Representative Elliot Engen was taken into custody early Friday morning after a traffic stop for speeding and equipment violations. Police say Engen had a 0.13 blood alcohol level at the time of his arrest. Following his booking at the Ramsey County Adult Detention Center on a fourth-degree DWI charge, he was released from local custody. The case now moves to the city's prosecuting attorney to determine the next steps for formal legal proceedings. March Madness continues tonight when the Gophers women's basketball team takes on UCLA in the Sweet 16. As our Ari Bergeron reports, they'll be a handful for two reasons. One, their number ranking in the country, and two, a very impressive player.
Lauren Betts was the Collegiate Defensive Player of the Year last year. She's up for the award again. She's also a finalist for the Naismith Award. She averages 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game. Oh, and she's 6'7". Gophers head coach, Don Plitzelwhite.
There's ball screen roll scenarios, handoff roll scenarios, post-up scenarios. Do you double? When do you double? Do you dig? Do you get back out? How do you rotate? Those type of things. Then when you're in rotation, how do you keep her off the glass? How do you keep her off the glass when you're not in rotation? And then keep her off the glass when you are in rotation? And then there's the defensive side of the ball.
Oh boy, that's a lot to think about. Gopher center Sophie Hart has to cover her.
I think I have my hands full, definitely, but I think it's more fun because you get to be a little bit more physical.
Only problem is she thrives in high contact situations. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, MnDOT has announced that Highway 280 will close for 4 months starting in April to conduct safety improvements and road and bridge repair. The northbound lanes will close at 5 a.m. Monday, April 13th. The southbound lanes will follow in late April. Both lanes will reopen in August, just in time for the state fair. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.